works here. Jodie Gordon is a solicitor with Cycle Law Scotland, representing people who've been involved in cycling accidents. Evening to you.
Hi, Bill.
What actually would have happened in Scotland in this case?
Well, there is no such offence as in Scotland as there was in England and Wales with regards to the wanton and furious driving. So had the incident happened up here, then the most likely outcome would have been a charge of dangerous cycling, which simply comes with it a penalty in terms of a financial penalty rather than any custodial sentence.
That seems a bit unfair if he's killed her.
Well, potentially, yes. Unfortunately, as I say, the law simply doesn't allow for that at the present time. Whether there are changes in due course, that may well come. But at the present time in Scotland, there certainly isn't such an offence.
Should there be some sort of presumption of culpability if a cyclist going at speed hits a pedestrian?
Well, something that Cycle Law Scotland is campaigning for is a presumption of liability, but that's in reference to the civil law. So if you were looking for a claim for compensation, then the larger vehicle would be deemed at fault unless you could prove otherwise. So if a motor vehicle hit a cyclist, the motor vehicle driver would be deemed to be responsible. And then again, if a cyclist hit a pedestrian, the same would apply.
So and how would that work out in practice if you're saying it's a civil matter?
So the civil court system is obviously different to the criminal court system. What you're looking at in the civil courts is a compensation, so a monetary compensation for what has happened, so for the injury inflicted. So if there's a presumption of liability, then the burden of proof is then put on to the larger vehicle or the driver of that, rather than the way it is at the moment, where the injured party needs to prove fault on the part of the driver or the cyclist.
And if that were the case, cyclists would have to be very careful that they didn't cause injuries in incidents such as this.
Well, exactly. So the idea surrounding it is already used across Europe, is to help with the education and respect out there on the roads so that everyone understands they owe themselves and other road users a duty of care. And the hope is that they would have more knowledge and understanding of that if presumed liability were in place.
One aspect of this was that Charlie Alliston was riding this fixed gear bike in which there are often no front brakes. Now, a number of people around the country are riding bikes like that. Couriers often seem to ride them, and yet they're illegal. Why is it that people don't know whether their bike is legal or not?
Again, I guess that comes down to knowledge. A lot of people do have fixed gear bikes but have a front brake fitted to it. In terms of what the law states, that's something when they buy the bike, they should be asking whether or not it is fit for purpose, for depending what it is they're using it for. So if they're a courier out on the road, then they shouldn't be using a fixed bike that has no front brake.
Mm. And so the presumption is that they should know what is legal and what is not.
Well, yes, of course, the individual needs to take that on board in the same way that if a car driver needs to know what's legal and not with their own vehicle.
Jodie Gordon, a solicitor with Cycle Law Scotland. Thanks very much for joining us this evening.